Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
With Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you say Nyan Up Strong. Now, solutions in community. Let's eliminate hepatitis B and C in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities together. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities continue to bear the brunt of viral hepatitis, despite it being preventable, treatable, and in some cases curable. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Megan Campbell, National Aboriginal Control Community Health Organisation, NACHOS, medical advisor. On the line, Megan, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, we're talking about closing gaps. Another gap we need to close, we're talking about hepatitis B and hepatitis C. So the old phrase, we need to get it together together, is what I'm thinking, Megan.
That's about right. Yeah, hepatitis B and C are really important infections in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. They're different types of virus and they both damage the liver and they're both spread through blood. But how people get the viruses is different, and treatment and prevention is also different. And there's lots of things that we could be doing to really eliminate these two viruses and their health impacts for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities.
And what sort of stuff can we do together to make it happen?
Well, for hepatitis C, we have a cure. It's really cheap, it's effective, and it has very few side effects. But unfortunately, there's still some people living with hepatitis B who may not know that they have the infection or who may not know that there is a treatment that's really easy. We also need to expand culturally safe health services for people living with or at risk of hepatitis C, and this includes prisons, which are the main area where hepatitis C transmission is happening.
Okay.
So in prisons, there can be sharing of injecting equipment, and unfortunately no prison in Australia is providing safe equipment. So there's lots that could be done to prevent and treat hepatitis B.
So, and we're talking about the medical industry. Are they communicating with so-called correctional centres regarding this space?
There are some areas of success. So some ARCHOs are providing primary healthcare services in prisons.
Yeah.
And in those programs, they're providing really excellent education and testing and treatment for people who are incarcerated, but it's just not across the board.
Okay.
Hepatitis B is a little bit different.
Yes.
So we have treatments for hepatitis B, but we also have a vaccine, and that's incredibly effective at preventing hepatitis B.
Okay.
And all babies and young children can get this for free.
And what are the symptoms for hepatitis B and C?
So sometimes people don't know that they've actually got an infection with hepatitis B or C, so it's really important that people get tested. With hepatitis C, it's mainly if people have been at risk for getting hepatitis C, particularly if they've previously used injecting drugs. But anybody could have acquired hepatitis C, so it's really important that everyone knows their hepatitis C status, which means whether they've been tested for it and found to be positive or negative, and whether they've been vaccinated.
Yeah.
In terms of symptoms, you can have it for a long time, many, many years without even knowing. But over time, if you don't treat either hepatitis B or C, you can get a really sick liver.
Mm.
And your liver can turn more and more into scar tissue, which means it's not doing its job and it's not helping the body out at all. And over time, some people can also get liver cancer, which can, of course, make people feel incredibly sick.
And the ramification could be death if we're not looking after it.
That's right, and we've got medicines to treat both hepatitis C and hepatitis B, and they're very effective. And of course, we've got the vaccine for hepatitis B, which is great news.
No, fantastic. So a lot of work. So as we travel through life, we do like a yearly medical checkup. If we're checking up on a dislocated toe or whatever the case may be, do the full test. Ask for the notification of hepatitis B or C. Yeah, that would be first cab off the rank.
Yeah, that's right. So the 715 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Check is a great opportunity to talk to your clinic, your GP or your nurse or your Aboriginal health worker about getting tested for hepatitis C and whether you should get tested for hepatitis C, as well as all of the other sexually transmissible infections and other things that we can think about in those annual checkups. It's a great opportunity to have a chat with your clinic.
And Megan, we're talking about, we said sometimes talking about sharing needles or even sharing toothbrushes. It's products that are carrying blood from another person to another person. That would be the case, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So hepatitis C is mainly through injecting equipment, but it can also be through tattoos or piercings if they haven't been done with sterile injecting equipment, can also be transmitted through anal sex. Hepatitis B, it can be transmitted, aside from blood, it can also be transmitted through some other bodily fluids, so it's a little bit more transmissible through sex. And frequently people acquire hepatitis C actually at birth or as a young child.
Yes.
But you can certainly get hepatitis C later in life. So if people do get tested for hepatitis C and find out that they're not immune, they haven't had it before and they've never previously been vaccinated for it, they should get a vaccine.
Okay. And we talk about Monday, 28th of July, as World Hepatitis Day, and Hepatitis Australia and National Aboriginal Control Community Health Organisations are drawing attention to that disparity. But if you look at it, it's 24/7, only on 28th of July, is it? We need to be aware and need to be acting on it.
Yeah, that's right. And ARCHO is really leading the way with making sure people know about hepatitis B and C and are getting tested and treated. We just need more resourcing for the sector to really keep working with communities on hepatitis B and hepatitis C.
Lovely. Megan Campbell, thank you, sister, for the conversation, the yarn. We are national, of course, to all our mob out there. Take on board our conversation. Act on it. The old phrase, well done is better than well said. Let's be active. Dr. Megan, all the best to you. Keep smiling, stay warm, and we'll yarn soon.
Thanks, Trevor. Great to be with you.
Take care. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn, a beautiful yarn. That's Dr. Megan Campbell, NACHO, a National Aboriginal Controlled Community Health Organisation, medical advisor. And we're talking about the solutions in community and talking about let's eliminate hepatitis B and C in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities together. Let's get it together, you mob. And it's very sad, but Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities continue to bear the brunt of viral hepatitis, despite it being preventable, treatable, and in some cases curable. So this year's message is clear. Community-led care works, and now it needs real backing. So there it is. Have your say and yarn up strong. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Too deadly.
Am I lost out here? Or am I waking up to be a man? It's the way you feel. Oh, I'll try my best to understand. Yeah. Oh, wash my sorrows away. Healing, wash my sorrows away. Like we were vibing at the beach in the summer, where I can be free to recover. Oh. Regretting every second I wasn't sharing my time with you. It doesn't matter why they call it. You're the only thing to lose. I'm forgiving.
why we can't get back. It's driving me insane. It only matters when you're calling. You're the only thing I choose.
Oh, wash my sorrows away.
The water's kind of warm in the evening. Take away my tears and it's healing. Take away my tears and it's healing.
Wash my sorrows away.
Like we were vibing at the beach in the summer, where I can be free to recover.
Mark Harbrow, you're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Tamila,
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dindi Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Now, we got a catch-up of yarn now with Delhi Brother. On Country Pathways, name the organisation. We're going to talk to the general manager. This is Jeb Hutchinson. We have Jeb on the line. Very good morning, Jeb. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Trevor. Yeah, good, bud. Going all right.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, thanks, bud. Yeah, so I'm Jeb Hutchinson. I'm a proud Wiradjuri man from Hilston out in central New South Wales.
Yes.
Out in that red dirt.
Red dirt. And cold country down there. Brother, I'm up here in Cairns, far north Queensland, feeling the heat up here, but you be rugged up down there, Jeb.
Yeah, rugged up down here on the border, mate, over at Wodonga, on the foothills of the mountains there. Can see the snow on a daily basis down here. So, yeah, got the pants and the jacket on, mate. She's pretty fresh down here at the moment. We had about 65 mil of rain, so yeah, pretty wet too.
Brother, there'll be ice coming from the sky. Now, let's talk about On Country Pathways. Congratulations. How long have you been the general manager there, brother?
Yeah, since the inception, mate, I started On Country Pathways with a couple of business partners 3 years ago. With, you know, a goal for generational change, and, you know, it's all about employment and career pathways for, you know, for our young mob, just making sure that, you know, they got a little bit easier than we had it growing up, and providing them the tools and the skills to, you know, gain full-time employment.
Good, brother. So fantastic. Thank you. So talking about getting the young ones work ready, and what sort of details, what sort of tools do you have at the table? How do you help them in regarding their future, brother?
Yeah, so like we obviously run a few different programs. Obviously, you know, one of our most successful programs and our, you know, most, you know, access program is our driver mentor one.
Okay.
You know, it's single-handedly the biggest barrier for Indigenous youth, you know, to gain a driver's licence.
Okay.
So, you know, for our young mob down around this way, 120 hours is what's required before they can go for their provisional licence. And, you know, for a lot of our young people, you know, they just don't have access to vehicles at home, or they don't have access to suitably qualified drivers, you know, throughout their family. And for some of these people, it's the first time that they've ever... the first person in their family to achieve a driver's licence.
So, sure,
it's really special to watch them on that journey.
Yeah, fantastic. So you guys provide the vehicles for them to get the licence, is that right?
Yeah, mate, so we use we got little vehicles, mate, little dual-controlled MG vehicles that we're getting around in now. We've specced up a little bit from, you know, the vehicles that we originally started with. We were lucky enough to be gifted 4 vehicles when we first started this program that had a bit over 300,000, 400,000 Ks on them, little Toyota Corollas. But, look, they served their purpose for us, mate, and we've got some newer little vehicles now that we're cruising around in. And, you know, obviously all of our driver mentors that are running the program are fully qualified instructors. So,
beautiful.
You know, that next level of safety for our young people, making sure they've got the highest level of training so that, you know, when they go for their licence, you know, we've got a very good success rate around them getting their licence first go.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, the other program you got there is Wild Mob. Can you explain that, please, brother?
Oh, yeah, we run with the WellMob program as well. Like, we utilise it. It's not our exact program, but we utilise it through our programs. You know, we take a holistic look for our young mob throughout the programs that we run. So, you know, WellMob, you know, got some great tools there that you can utilise, online resources, you know, because health and wellbeing is just as important as anything in life. You know, if you're not healthy and you're not well, that's mind, body, spirit, everything, you know, you're not going to be successful in employment either. So, you know, it's really important that we take that holistic approach and look, and, you know, it's just ensuring that, you know, our mob are getting checked out regularly, you know, getting our 715s and stuff like that, making sure that, you know, we're keeping that data for ourselves and our people to, you know, ensure that, you know, this generation that come behind us, we learn all the time, and you know, hopefully we can improve, you know, our life expectancy outcomes and stuff like that.
Powerful, brother. It looks like a six-pronged spear, brother, the work that you guys are doing there. Talk about the young First Nations people on the program. They learn about vehicle safety as well and basic maintenance skills. Is that the case?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, when they get their licence, that they're, you know, should they get a flat on the highway or out on the country road, you know, where to pull up, how to, you know, stop in a safe zone and change the wheel and, you know, just basic stuff like refueling the vehicle, where the oil and water, all those little things that, you know, you don't get taught if no one's ever shown you. So it's a part of the program, you know. We want to make sure, just like with the job readiness stuff, we want to make sure that they're road ready.
Good.
They understand, you know, those little parts, you know, making sure you get your car serviced like us, you know. If you don't put good stuff into yourself, like,
that's
you
right.
Put the right fuel in, you're not
right.
going to go far.
Exactly. Now, brother, we're talking about male and females, and what ages are we talking, bro?
Yeah, male and female, definitely, mate. Like, it's, you know, it's really important that, you know, we provide these for you know, everyone.
Yep.
And, like, with age, like, whilst we say we specialise in youth age 15 to 24 years of age, like, we'll help anyone, Trev, if we can, you know.
Yeah.
It's, we've had some, you know, some deadly uncles there over 60 years age get their licence for the first time ever, you know.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
If we can help, we will. It's just, you know, just making sure that, you know, the people that, you know, we're trying to help, you know, commitment's a big thing, and making sure that, you know, they're ready to go as well.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. Now, recently you just picked up a national award. Is that the case? Let's Skype yourself up, brother. Tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Yeah, it was a big surprise, you know, rocking into Parliament House in Canberra. You know, last time I think I was there, I was in year six rolling down the hill from a school excursion, probably getting in trouble. So, but, yeah, no, very lucky last week at the Australian Road Safety Awards, National Awards. We picked up the Indigenous Program of the Year Award, which was presented by Super Cheap Auto and Craig Lowndes there, which was even specialer, you know, to have a supercar driver there giving us the award. But I guess, Trev, like, this is true recognition.
It is.
For the hard work that's gone into the program, mate. It's evolved over the past 3 years. It's a highly successful program, but that success belongs to, you know, the employees, the people that are out there delivering it, the our senior management team, the effort that's gone into this. It's true recognition for the work, but, you know, I also say it also shows our future potential as well.
Beautiful.
You know, just over 3 years and picking up a national award, I'm so proud of to be with this team and you know, keep this journey going for us.
Well, brother, we don't do what we do for any rewards or recognition. We virtually just want to pay the bills and help our other brothers and sisters. But to get that achievement, that award, look, it's a good indication that whatever you're doing, it's working, brother. Just keep doing what you're doing, Jeb.
Yeah, no, definitely, Trevor. It's exactly. I definitely don't do it for these things, but it's so nice to share them with the team, you know, the effort and the work that goes in. It's we love what we do, and we'll keep doing what we're doing because we're changing lives one at a time.
Brother, love it, brother. Thank you for being you. Thank you for the yarn. Big shout-out to your deadly team. Keep doing it, brother. Stay warm, and we'll yarn soon, Jeb.
Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate you having me on, bud.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there. Jeb Hutchinson, his name is. On Country Pathways, General Manager. And On Country Pathways just picked up a national award for the work that they do. And they attribute to a driver mentor program participant. And the work they're doing also is looking after mob on country, well mob, in the social emotional sense as well. And getting them work ready, but in empowering them to be the best that they can be. Look, fantastic team effort. And once again, On Country Pathways, do check it out. and the work they're doing. Take a page out of their book. We need more black success in this country, not only on the football field. So represent Two Deadly Mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, one-hour program. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yindinji country. BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Two Deadly, yarn up strong, you mob.
A part of me, a part of me. So much so, it's at the seat of my soul. It's the place of my dreaming, my song lines. It's the place where I belong. It's where I yearn, long to be. Whenever I'm there, I'm home. Like a child free, I roam this place. It's where I feel most free, free to be me. 'Cause this is my country, this is my land. Go out to my country, welcome my land. Majestic mountain ranges, lofty waterfalls, an ageless dreamland of priceless treasures. Pressed in crystal waters, rivers, creeks, streams, an ancient primordial wilderness shrouded in mystery. A mysterious and timeless place, an awe-inspiring land. Shall I behold the dawn? May my spirit retire to this land. This is my country, this is my land. Welcome to my.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Today is gonna be that day. Politicians bitching about their problems, wonder if they really care for you and me. They don't care for you and me. This morning, didn't like the way I carried myself. She said, I don't care for you and me.
Yep, yep, you sabe without a doubt, baby girl, it gonna be fine. Working all out in my mind, all we have to do is be kind, hold hands, be friends, be gentlemen and girlfriend. Honey, I really don't care what you mean, make it miss. Cool to a fact, cool to a T, just me and you, you and me, we forever be, baby. You sabe that is just always. Baby girl, you can feel it cause you know that love is paying.
Love is gonna come my way. Such a great feeling about myself. I know that love will save the day. Love will save the day.
Kissing your lips, all of a sudden your body yearning bad for the uplift, protecting you pussycat like a precious gift, hold you next to me telling you I love you since the first kiss. This is true love, this is true bliss, you can't reminisce. So baby girl, you sabe what you're gonna miss. I know the feeling is deep, you look man I'm an alley, baby girl it's a me and Drew's again. Staring at a blank page, my pen and pad, call it, don't have a straight mind, this thing is bad, cause rain is falling on the street tonight, so cold, I see my fingers in hold up and yes I think some more, real don't know if I should be ripping fast or ripping slow, my plan is not to be feeling this pain so strange, the falling rain is coming and it won't be late, I wish for change but you could never change your fate. Is this the very forsake cause that I'm supposed to play? I'm singing, yep, yep, you sob it. You sob it wide, baby girl, back to the first verse. Yep, yep, you sob it without a doubt, baby girl, it gon' be fine. Working all out in my mind, all we have to do is be kind. Hold hands, be friends, be gentlemen and girlfriend. Honey, I really don't care what you mean.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. Now, Farnworth of Queensland screen businesses share in enterprise funding boost. Resonant Films, the name of the organisation. We're going to talk to the founder of Resonant Films, that's Caden Pearson. We have Caden on the line. Caden, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, so I'm Bakad Muku and Gukul Yalanji from near the Hope Vale area and Wutchal Wutchal area in Cape York.
All right, fantastic, brother. Big shout out to your mob. Thank you. Now, Resonant Films, you're the founder. Tell us about this fantastic vehicle as such, how long you've been running Resonant Films, and tell us your background regarding the passion for this industry.
Yeah, so I've been a filmmaker for over 10 years, and I've done that in the past through other companies that I ran, but also just as a sole trader, sort of freelancer. And I started by just making documentaries about, the history of things that happened to my people.
Okay.
And then over time, I kind of found what I, was more interested in the industry, and that is screenwriting. And so I started to kind of get work helping producers and other writers develop TV shows. I directed and produced and wrote some of my own documentaries for NITV.
Fantastic.
And so what I've done just recently is formed a new company called Resonant Films.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a First Nations-led screen company. It's based here in Cairns, and we like to tell stories across film, TV, documentary, with a focus on regional voices, cultural depths, and with a specific focus on genre. I really love mysteries, and so a lot of my projects bring something of a mystery into the story.
Good.
And it's kind of just me kind of juggling projects, but
yes.
Over the past couple of years, I pivoted during the pandemic and I was doing other work, but I wrote a murder mystery last year and got some funding from Screen Queensland to produce it, which we just made this year, and I just released it this month, actually.
And the title of that?
And that one's called Lakefield.
Okay.
So it's about a journalist who's finds her friend's body in the river, and she stays to sort of investigate and find out why and what's going on. And it's set in Cape York. We filmed it here in Cairns over Easter.
Okay.
And I've just released it on YouTube. It's free for anyone to watch. It's 6 episodes. They're about like 5 minutes each, so it's sort of like a web series.
Beautiful.
And so Resonant Films is sort of helping me, sort of my vehicle to make more of these kinds of projects.
Yeah, loving the title, Resonant Films, exactly. So, look, we are storytellers, and look, you're using the vehicle as in film. Fantastic, brother. And a big shout-out to the Crystal Fully government. Continue to deliver regional programs. Have shared over $220,000for Far Northern Queensland businesses, and you were one of the recipients. Money's a tool. It's good to have the money at the table, brother, to drive your vehicle forward, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of, absolutely big shout-out to Screen Queensland and the government. I started in this like 20 years ago making films, and it's when you come from a place like Cairns to try to make it as a filmmaker, you've always got to leave.
Yeah.
And then I've done that. I've gone to Brisbane, gone to Sydney, gone to Melbourne, but always come back home. And this funding is going to help me sort of basically get my business into something sustainable.
Yep.
Access people who can help me learn that business side of the industry, because, when you're an artist or a creator, you don't always know that business side of this world. And filmmaking is also a business. It's not just creative and it's not just artistic.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
So this funding is going to help me be able to access people and experts and also develop my own slate of projects so I can keep telling stories that come from my perspective as someone who's on the Cape.
Now, it's a fruit salad sort of industry, isn't it? When you're not only producing films, you also need actors, you need camera people and what have you. So any brothers and sisters out there who are in this field, they can get in touch with you as in Resonant Films and say, here I am, this is what I do, keep me on your books, and if you need support in this area, this space, give me a call. That's open. Is that the case? Is that
Absolutely.
How it works?
So, I don't just try to tell stories that I like to tell. I like to help people tell their stories as well.
Good.
If people have story ideas and, they want to make a documentary or they want to make a film, I'm always open to talking to people and seeing how I can help them. It's actually a big part of what I most enjoy is helping other people develop their stories.
And bring the story to life, brother. Bring the story to life.
Absolutely. And there are so many stories to tell, especially from this region. There's so many unknown stories out there, some really powerful things that could be told as a story to inform people, to move them. And and Resonant Films doesn't just do storytelling. We don't just do documentaries and films. We also work with companies and government and all sorts to make corporate videos and sort of full-service video production, because in this industry, you can't just do one thing. You know,
to create
a business that's sustainable, you've got to do a sort of few different things,
Well, it is a team effort, and like you produce and also a platform for, like I said, people in front of the camera, people behind the camera. We're talking camera work, we're talking acting, we're talking lights, sound, all the above. And there you are as the resident film director of the story, bringing it to life. A team effort, you would say, in more ways than one, Caden.
Absolutely, and you know, this project that we just made, Lakefield, you know, I got to hire around 22 to 25 crew, very talented people, all from far north Queensland, and make something really special and actually really impressive to say, hey, actually, there's a lot of talent up here, and we just need opportunities. And so through Resonant Films, through making films, you can create opportunities, which is really awesome, and then also to sort of spotlight this place and go, there's talent here who can make some really amazing stuff.
Yeah, fantastic. Your family, brother, be proud of the work that you're doing. Is there any family at the table in what you're doing, or you're driving this vehicle by yourself, Cus?
Yeah, driving the vehicle by myself. Yeah, it's sort of, I have family that do creative things. My sister does performing and stuff, but I'm kind of the only filmmaker in the family.
There you go, brother. Watch this space. Thank you for the yarn. All the best to you, Resonant Films. Up and running, of course. Keep doing what you're doing. Congratulations. And like you said, you can check out your stuff on YouTube. Is that correct?
Yeah, just look up hashtag Lakefield Mystery. And thank you for the chat, Trevor.
Yeah, no, that's all good, brother. You take care, look after yourself, keep smiling. We'll be in touch, and we'll yarn soon, brother.
All right, yarn soon.
Take care, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there. Caden Pearson, his name is, founder of Resonant Films, and one of the four First Nation and businesses in far north Queensland, receiving a share in $220,000 from Screen Queensland. NQ Enterprise initiated as the Crystal Fully government continue to deliver regional programs. So fantastic work. Space for our mob, and money's a tool, money at the table. Continue doing what you're doing and bringing our stories to life. We are storytellers and using the film industry as the vehicle to do that. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Yana with Bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindini Country, and BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. Yana Armstrong, your mob, National Talk Black.
Up in the sky, so far away, there is a place for everyone. Moon and the stars, they always shine out on that ocean way. And as the lazy wave rolls by, breezes blowing memories. Oh yes, yes, somewhere there's joy, somewhere there's sorrow. Out on the sea, it's always the same to me. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Marbio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Where the wild, wild Wangai tree grows? Are you from Torres Strait? Any place, including St. Paul Way? Any place and just around by Marbio Bay? Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too. Are you from TI? Are you from TI? Well, I'm from TI too.
Thank you. like to stand my ground like the next gal. You think you're better than, what do you think I am? You're just a moment in time with a partner in crime until I see you in the light and hear your voice upon the night. Don't be ridiculous, your talk is ludicrous. I came to have some fun, now you brought a gun, so shoot. You look delirious, can take it serious. Give your lies a spin while we let the truth begin. You're claiming amnesty, no, you can't hide it. See no integrity, no, I don't buy it. No mood for trivialities. You want us down on our knees, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
What am I doing here? Don't like the atmosphere. Digging for a notion, only going through the motions. You think you know it all? You don't know it all. There are things I could teach you that ain't in your speech here. You really like to dance? Now you've had your chance. Anything I can do to get further from you? So here we are, making like a star in a movie, a TV, a CD, a DVD. You're claiming amnesty, no, you can't hide it. See no integrity, no, I don't buy it. No mood for trivialities, you want us down. You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
You're claiming amnesty. No, you can't. You want us down on our knees, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
No, no, you can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
I like to stand my ground like the next gal. You think you're better than, what do you think I am? You want us down on our knees, you can't be serious.
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 You can't be serious. Why you think I am?
You can't be serious.
You can't be serious.
I'll give us a break.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
mention a man, cause my blood smell a dope spiller. Anyone trying to get close, step straight to the back. I tell them no way. Trying to get through these walls, they built reinforced. I tell them go away. Man with a cause, and I've been here before. When I said that, I still want more. So anyone trying to get close, one word to your wall, but like that's no. The mic now, get strength from the bully beef, just to bully the beat. This is my playground, gubba gubba for the fake clowns. This the hammer time with the runaway, want that island life, I'm a castaway. Need a vacay to the ZK, time to hustle hard for the payday. This a conquest, on my way to the TOP. I got no time for the enemies, these possum tongues say friend of me. But the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake, but I act finicky. So I kill him quick with a free flow, I break necks and kill egos. Keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat. I'm about to maintain like a Mino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload. To the bad vibes, tell them still I beat. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss, shoot from the hip. Never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch. Digging your ditch, dead or alive. Top fly, red eye bullets, we stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch, they got you saying.
Cliff, Kelly, go do what they do and hold the vibe next.